This iconic sign, built to advertise Zinke's shoe repair here in Glendale, is made of a dark blue porcelain enamel that borders on purple. The sign is 15 feet across, designed to easily catch customers' attention. The shape is a long, horizontal rectangle measuring about 2 feet 3 inches in height. Centered on top of this rectangle rests a half circle with radius 3 feet 9 inches, spanning just over the middle third of the sign. Each end of the rectangle curves away from the viewer and back into the wall. The text of the sign, written in white, occupies the left and right third of the lower rectangle and reads Zinke's on the left and Repairs on the right. The words are written in all uppercase block letters. A series of white lines, each about an inch and a half thick, add emphasis to the sign. There are lines above and below the sign's text, only extending the length of the word itself. There is also a stripe that spans the full length of the bottom of the sign, including around the curved ends, resting just an inch or so above the sign's edge. There's a similar stripe along the top of the sign, except it breaks when it reaches the middle third. The middle third features an upside-down shoe with a short, wide heel and a hammer banging down on the heel, both of which are also white. The shoe is angled up and to the right slightly, with the heel extending about 6 inches into the right part of the semicircle. The hammer is also angled at about 45 degrees, with the bottom of the handle just above the sole of the shoe, and the hammer head just right of the semicircle's middle. Three thin lines extend out from each side of where the hammer meets the heel, indicating the impact in a cartoon-like fashion. The sign features neon in a few different colors. The shoe is outlined in an emerald green, and the hammer and impact accents are a pleasing light blue. Interestingly, the E, apostrophe, and S of Zinke's, and I, R, and S of Repairs are all the same color as the hammer, while the first half of each word is a turquoise in between the light blue and emerald colors of the rest of the sign. Additionally, at Mona, this sign is encased in glass, leading to a soft double image from the neon reflecting off the glass. Perhaps most importantly, the sign is animated. Although not drawn in white on the enamel itself, there are two additional outlines of the hammer in neon at slightly more upright angles. When the sign is turned on, the three flash on and off very quickly, along with the impact lines projecting out from above the heel, giving the illusion of the hammer moving and striking the shoe. Usually, two of the hammers are lit at a time, giving the illusion of motion blur for the viewer. When Zinke's closed after 65 years of business, the owner, Mike Ramirez, generously donated the sign to Mona. It remains permanently preserved on the building's exterior, where it continues to invoke a sense of nostalgia for all locals who visit.